Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host, and our guest today is Gay Gilbert, Administrator of the Office of Unemployment Insurance at the U.S. Department of Labor. So, Gay, I talked to many of my guests about the use of collaboration partnerships among agencies with the private sector to achieve mission results. How are you leveraging partnerships to improve the management and operation of your overall program?
Well, I think there are probably two really golden examples of that. We just talked about the Workforce Innovation and Opportunity Act, which is a bringing together of programs in a single service delivery system. So from the unemployment insurance programs aspect perspective, I think it's critical for us to be partnering with our workforce programs to be sure that and with our reemployment service and eligibility assessment program that we are fully connected through those one-stop delivery systems. So that requires us collaborating across our programs at the federal level to make sure we're sending right messages to states and locals as they make that happen. So that's a really important collaboration point. We've talked about improper payments, and that's a huge area. A lot of our learning around data analytics, for example, came from the folks who were doing work in the Medicare, Medicaid space at the Department of Health and Human Services. They were some groundbreakers. They actually got some money to do some of what they did, which was nice, a lot more. But we do. We collaborate with Social Security, with SNAP, with TANF, and many of the other federal program benefit programs to sort of share. And in fact, we have some working groups where we're trying to figure out how we might manage cross-program data sharing to see if that would be valuable at the state level. And also in the fraud scheme arena, because we think probably fraud sometimes may be happening simultaneously in some of our programs. I think between the unemployment insurance and the SNAP program, for example, there's probably a good nexus of where that might be occurring.
So, you know, what emerging technologies hold the most promise for improving the work that your folks do?
So I think this gets back to our challenge around getting all states modernized, their IT systems modernized. And there are kind of two areas I might point to. And this is, again, where we do a lot of work with our Information Technology Support Center to help inform our thinking. One is around cloud solutions. And I know a lot of people have different thoughts about what that means, what cloud means, there are different kinds of cloud solutions. There are some that are just about infrastructure. Some of them are about actually the actual application and delivery of the application, and then there's kind of the whole ownership of the hosting the solution and the data, et cetera. So. But one of the things that the cloud can do for us, I think, is it can be a place where we house the various solutions that states are developing so that we can continue to migrate them out to other states as they're available, either in whole or in part, I think is one of the areas. And then another new area that's kind of caught our attention, and I think it's probably not new in totally, but it's new in the unemployment insurance space, is something called microservices. Mm-hmm. We have a couple of our states that are actually, and the way I define microservices is it sort of does things in really finite components, and then it maps them all together with an underlying architecture. And what that does is, with new technology now, it allows a lot more agility when you need to change that one thing, as opposed to trying to change the whole thing, right? And it also you can take that one thing and give it to a state if that's the one thing they need, potentially. Some really good work, I think, in a couple of our states and taking that approach to the modernization of their system. It's more incremental, it doesn't make you swallow the whole thing all at once, which is really hard and challenging.
Expensive. Yeah. And it's time-consuming. Much more agile to do that.
Yeah, right.
So, you know, turning to the future. Can you give us a sense of some of the key issues that will affect your program over the next couple of years? And what are some of the major opportunities there?
So let me start with the opportunities, I think. I think right now we have really strong support, bipartisan support even in Congress and looking forward to this administration learning more about this, but with our work around reemployment of UI claimants and those strategies, as well as our integrity efforts. So I think that's a huge opportunity we want to continue to maximize. And I think the challenge will continue to be the UI modernization thing will continue to be an issue, and I think we'll want to educate folks around how that's impacting the delivery of the program at the state level. One other kind of big area is whether or not our states are recession ready. And that's on a couple fronts. One is we talked earlier about solvency of trust funds. Over half of the states are not positioned today. If we were had a recession today, they do not have enough money in their trust funds to deal with an average recession for a year. And that's troublesome. And a lot of that was because we had a really deep recession with the Great Recession. It took states a really long time to recover. Many had to borrow significantly as part of to get through the recession. So that's one issue. I think another is state readiness. Because the UI claims load has been quite low for a sustained period of time, and because funding is based on workload, states are kind of at their leanest right now mm-hmm. in terms of how they're operating the program. And so if we had the recession tomorrow, this issue of how to quickly ramp up when a recession hits to be able to manage the workload is another kind of challenge for the UI program generally. It always has been a challenge, actually. But I think particularly now that we have had this really, really low workload, if we were to have something in the magnitude of the Great Recession, states would truly stumble, I think. Mm-hmm. So those are things that we want to work with our obviously with the administration with our funders to educate around what those issues are and to sort of work for looking for solutions to get to those issues.
That's great. So, you know, what advice would you give someone who is thinking about a career in public service?
You know, public service has been absolutely wonderful to me. I've found it to be hugely challenging. It provided great opportunity. It's been exciting. It's just been terrific. So I'd say go for it. You probably won't get rich, but if you have a passion for solving complex problems, to working with people and impacting people's lives, public service is a great place to do it.
Well, Gay, I want to thank you for joining me today. But more importantly, I'd like to thank you for your dedicated service to the country.
Well, thank you very much.
This has been the Business of Government Hour, a conversation with Gay Gilbert, Administrator of the Office of Unemployment Insurance at the U.S. Department of Labor. Be sure to join us next week for another informative, insightful, and in-depth conversation on improving government effectiveness. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Michael Keegan. Thanks for joining us.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.